AP Radio News, I'm Sandy Kozell. Duke students are celebrating the Blue Devils' 68-63 victory over Wisconsin for their team's fifth NCAA tournament title. Fan Mark Hipps watched the game from Durham, North Carolina.
I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Nobody said we could do it, and everybody thought we weren't going to do it, and I knew we were going to do it all along.
Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski wasn't shy about praising his players' win.
Our defense down the stretch was magnificent. And we scored. I mean, we were fabulous down the stretch. I mean, I don't know how you can be any better than we were.
President Obama is shrugging off Israel's demand that a final nuclear deal with Iran recognize the Jewish state's right to exist.
The president says spurning a deal that does not recognize Israel's existence would be a fundamental misjudgment. In an interview with NPR, he said expecting the regime in Tehran to transform itself before accepting nuclear curbs would be putting the cart before the horse.
We want Iran not to have nuclear weapons precisely because we can't bank on the nature of the regime changing.
Critics say the framework reached last week would leave a hugely threatening Iran with a robust nuclear program. But Obama says if Iran suddenly behaved like Sweden or France, a nuclear deal would look very different. Mark Smith at the White House.
Relatives say a man and his seven children found dead in their Maryland home Monday were poisoned by carbon monoxide from a generator they were using after the power company cut off their electricity. Bonnie Edwards says her son Rodney Todd didn't ask for help to pay his electric bill.
I don't know why he didn't this time, because he knew I would have helped him.
She says the children who died range from ages 6 to 15. Police near Venice Beach are looking for a man who opened fire in the home of an 8-year-old boy, leaving the child with a gunshot wound to the head as he slept in his bed. This is AP Radio News. Chicago voters head to the polls Tuesday in the city's first mayoral runoff. Rahm Emanuel seeking a second term. He faces Cook County Commissioner Chuy Garcia. U.S. officials say oil train tank cars need urgent upgrades to protect against fires. More from the AP's Tim McGuire.
Recent fiery accidents involving steel tank cars that were up to new industry standards have convinced federal safety experts that tankers carrying flammable liquids, such as ethanol and oil, have to be fitted with protective systems that can better withstand fire than the all-steel cars.
A storm expected to bring rain and even some snow to California will unfortunately have little effect on the drought.
This will only make a very, very small impact, but any rainfall we do get will be greatly appreciated.
National Weather Service meteorologist Charles Bell, a winter storm warning has been issued for areas above 3,500 feet for heavy snow. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.